I already was a historian. That is, I had gone through all the professional training of a historian. I had a PhD from Columbia University, and I had never encountered in any of my classes anywhere as an undergraduate or graduate the name of Emma Goldman. Now, that tells you something about historical education in this country. I know everybody complains about historical education, but people complain about it from different points of view. You know, the New York Times, I remember a few years ago, complained about the historical ignorance of students because they didn't know who was the president during the Mexican War, you know, and didn't know whether the Homestead Act came before the Civil Service Act, you know, and things like that. But, you know, there's another point of view in which people are distressed because our historical education doesn't include people like Emma Goldman or Big Bill Haywood, or only tells about Helen Keller as a sort of a struggling person who overcame handicaps and doesn't tell about her as a socialist and an anti-war, anti-militarist person. So in the 1960s, actually, I must say, reading outside of my formal education, because sometimes you read outside of your classes, which is when you learn the most, and then and I had come across a book called Critics and Crusaders, which some of you, you know, three of you may know. And Critics and Crusaders, wonderful book. Get it in a library. But it has chapters on a lot of people that never appear in history books, but are some of the great people of American history. And there I had read a chapter on Emma Goldman, but then put it somewhere in the back of my mind. Then in the 1960s, I went to some conference in Pennsylvania on violence, and there encountered another historian, and historians ask one another, just to let you in on how historians speak to one another, ask one another, what have you done? You know, what have you written? Which means, what have you written? This was Richard Drinnen I ran into, and he said, oh, I've written this biography of Emma Goldman. So after the conference, I went to get the biography, because you always want to read books by people that you've met. So when somebody catches you reading it, you say, oh, I know this person. I read this really wonderful biography of Emma Goldman, Living My Life. No, I'm sorry, Rebel in Paradise. Rebel in Paradise by Richard Drinnen, which still remains as one of the, you know, really fine biography, and was a pioneering thing since most of the work on and by Emma Goldman had been out of print for some time. That led me to Living My Life. And for those of you who haven't read her autobiography, Living My Life, you should immediately go and read it. As big as it is, it will read very fast because it's so interesting. And I even, undaunted by the size of the book, you know, two volumes, or you can sometimes get a very fat one-volume edition, but undaunted by the size of the book, I even several years had some of my assigned it to my students to read. And it turned out to be sort of one of the all-time hit books for my students to read. I think there were three books of all the books I assigned my students to read over the decades. There were three books that were by far the most popular. And one of them was Living My Life by Emma Goldman. The other was the autobiography of Malcolm X. And the third was Dalton Trumbo's novel, Johnny Got His Gun. You can see those aren't traditional text material. But